John Taylor joins us now to talk about the economy and some earnings reports, some of them including some local firms. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Well, yesterday the Dow had a great day. It was up over 100 points, push it to near an 11-week high, and you might ask why. Well, it's because of really better-than-expected corporate earnings. Today alone, there are going to be 35 of the 500 companies in the S&P 500 that are going to be reporting. Just a few minutes ago, we got an important number from the government. It's Thursday morning, so every Thursday we talk about first-time claims for unemployment benefits. And the number didn't go the way we wanted. It popped up to 386,000 filing last week, 386,000 new claims. That's up over the 350,000 of the previous week. But let's get to those earnings, because there's just a ton of them, and I'm only going to give you a sampling. Morgan Stanley, the company's largest brokerage firm, reporting pretty ugly numbers. Their revenue dropped from $9.3 billion last year to $7 billion this year. They did make some money, made 28 cents a share, much less than the street was expecting. But I think it's interesting to look at some of these companies and see what they tell us. We talked earlier in the week about Kansas City Southern Railroad. This morning we get numbers from Union Pacific, the number one public railroad in the country. They reported profits that were enormously up, $1 billion for the quarter versus about $785 last year. Revenue up 7%. But what's interesting is they pointed out that one of their challenges was a continued significant drop-off in the amount of coal, COAL, that they're shipping. We saw Kansas City Southern say the same thing 2 days ago, and we saw CSX say the same thing. Perhaps that will indicate that there is some change going on in terms of the mix of the energy that we consume in this country. IBM reporting numbers that not only beat the street top line and bottom line, but they raised their expectations for the rest of the year. eBay reporting revenue up 23%. They once again beat the expectations of Wall Street on their top line. That's their gross revenue number, as well as their net income number, their bottom line number. AutoNation, the country's largest chain of new car franchises, reporting numbers that were very strong. People buying cars coming out. Those numbers were better than Wall Street expected. UnitedHealth, the company's largest health insurer, and many people consider it to be a bellwether to tell you what's going on with managed care companies, particularly important now in light of what's happened with the Supreme Court decision affirming the Affordable Care Act, some people call it the Obamacare Act. They actually beat the street also. They said the enrollment was up 4%. Strong trends in terms of increases in enrollment in Medicare programs, Medicaid programs. And then we talked yesterday about a bank that identified themselves as a boring bank, USB. And I mean that as a compliment. They did quite well. Two other banks, BB&T, you may have never heard of them, but they're a large bank headquartered in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, reporting very strong numbers. Fifth Third Bank, another super regional headquartered in Cincinnati, very strong numbers. The bank's reporting very good numbers. But it's interesting to look at some of these, what we call super regionals, because everybody pays so much attention to Citibank and Bank of America and Wells Fargo, but what's happening is these other banks, their balance sheets are very strong, their profits are rebounding strongly. Lastly, a bit of a sour note, a local company, USA Truck, reporting numbers that are pretty bleak. They actually lost $3.5 million. It's 34 cents a share in the quarter. They made 6 cents a share in the same quarter of last year, but this is several quarters in a row that the numbers have been disappointing. And also, revenue was down 4.6% to $103 million versus $108 million in the same quarter of last year. So not all transportation companies navigating these troubled times well. USA Truck continues to struggle.
And that's one company that in the past has been a real bellwether, a successful company.
It has. They've had some issues related to some conversions on some of their software and et cetera. And, of course, we certainly hope they're going to get it turned around. And but the last few quarters have not been kind. By the way, this loss was about twice as much as what Wall Street was expecting.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach. Of course, they're located right here in Fort Smith at 820 South 21st Street. You can just go by and visit John if you wish, or give him a call. The phone number is 479-782-2527, or you can email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.